Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is... Well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 16th day of November, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667. And this is a new number, so we go ahead and write it down. If you ain't got it written down yet, it'll be on the site and everything. We had a change for no reason what so fucking ever. Only that we've had it for so fucking long, I suppose. Anyway, 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 done mood if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 45 degrees today for the climate basin. It's kind of cold. Sun shining and there's chemtrails out the ass. That about covers it. See what we're going to look at first here. Fossey, huh, you fucker. There is a misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety. Yes, by God, it does supersede the societal safety, and you're going to find out just how fucking far, you motherfucker. Anyway, we'll get into that as soon as we return. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Fossey, this is what you need. There is a misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety. No, there ain't. I mean, it's not misplaced. It's abso-fucking-lute. It's the goddamn law, you non-elected fucking... You're just a fucking piece of shit, man. You're a fucking goddamn mass murderer. Anyway, this is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty. Dr. Frodsey on Sunday told CBS Sunday Morning senior contributor Ted Koppel that there is a, quote, misplaced perception about people's rights superseding societal safety. You mean like when those fucking militia showed up there at fucking Lexington and Concord? Man, you talk about societal safety. We went into a fucking goddamn uprising, a war. And thousands and thousands were killed. But what was it for? Oh, it was for goddamn freedom. It was for that individual right to make your own goddamn decision. And what you're proposing there, fucker, falsy, is fucking that we should put our fucking, the safety of society above the fucking right of the fucking individual. Shove it up your fucking ass. Got it, bitch? People are sick of your ass. Goddamn. I watched a little thing Misty sent in. It was pretty funny about fucking little, you puke. You non-governmental, you have no more goddamn fucking say in what goes on in this goddamn country than fucking, your buddy Bill Gates does. You have none, you son of a bitch. You're a criminal. What you got coming to you is a fucking trial and a fucking conviction and a fucking hanging, you son of a bitch. How fucking dare you? I'd love that little squeezed face motherfucker to come up and come and tell me this, you son of a bitch. You tell me my individual fucking freedom is outweighed by fucking your communist fucking social safety, motherfucker. I think it was Benjamin Franklin that said anyone who would trade liberty for safety deserves neither and will have neither. Especially in a fucking decommunist, fascistist-ism. One of the things that, to me, was most difficult to accept is that we put together a good plan for how we were going to try and dampen down the spread of the infection. No, let's read the fucking word that to what it fucking should say. Or the world fucking population down to 500 million or under, like is written on our Georgia Guidestones, by lying about this fucking infection and then giving you a goddamn biological weapon to kill your ass. Early on thinking that was accepted by everyone. No, it wasn't. I'm someone to you, motherfucker. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I'm fucking so far above you, I need binoculars to look down to see your sorry fucking scumbag ass beneath the fucking shit in the pond scum. Accepted by everyone. My fucking ass it was. Not even close, son of a bitch. And that's why he's fucking failing today. I mean, you killed some fucking people, there's no doubt about it, but there's still plenty of us to fucking bring you to fucking justice for what you have done. You and the rest of the international corporate fucking mafia. Fossey said to Koppel. And then, the next day, you have the present Trump. Oh, President Trump, like fucking like this. Fuck, take your left, right, phony fucking bullshit. Shove it right up your fucking ass. There's a law or there's not the law. And the goddamn law says you have to give procedural due process before you can order any individual sovereign free, individual free sovereign national to do any fucking thing. That means you go through the whole fucking procedure. You come out as an individual in your individual capacity. You file as an individual in your individual capacity. You can't bring no fucking attorneys and no fucking lawyers, no professionals into that goddamn courtroom, into a common law courtroom, which we want back, by the fucking way. And since you don't have taken them away, you've left us with the fucking second article to deal with your fucking ass, cocksucker. And we're gonna fucking do it, because you're not taking our fucking liberty away from us. You're not taking our fucking country away from us. You're not gonna fucking recolonate this place with third world fucking boot-licking fucking coolies, peasants, peons, and serfs. You got that? You piece of shit. How does this fucker walk about, people? How is he still going around? How are all these cocksuckers still just going around and being places? Tell me that. What happened to the fucking balls of the men in this goddamn country? Trump saying, free Michigan, free Virginia. I didn't quite understand what the purpose of that was, except to put this misplaced perception that about people's individual right. You do not define my right, you little squat fucking little troll motherfucker. You got that? You nor nobody you fucking know. The only way my right can be fucking challenged is through a common law court, and you got rid of them son of a bitches, so the only way it can be challenged now is through fucking gunfire. Back and forth, just like my ancestors did. We will blow your fucking asses out of this fucking country. We will have liberty. We will have freedom. And our goddamn law will be the supreme law, and it will be fucking enforced. Get it through your fucking head. Before the bullet comes through your fucking head. Trump saying, free Michigan. I didn't quite understand what the purpose of it was, except to put this misplaced perception about people's individual right. We're talking about individual fucking rights here, motherfucker. You do not define them. Your fucking, Supreme Court is a part of the government. The government does not define the people's fucking rights. The people do. We're the ones that fucking ratified them. We're the ones that fucking declared that that is our freedom and our fucking liberty. You want to take it away, you get what the fuckers got in Concord and Lexington, you son of a bitch. And you, motherfucker, you are fucking have made yourself the poster boy for fucking treason, for fucking genocide. You and Bill Gates and fucking Zuckerberg and Bezos and fucking Barack Obama and fucking all you communist fuckers and all you fascist fuckers like Trump right along with them. And you call it capitalism. There's no fucking capitalism in this goddamn country. There never fucking was by law. You couldn't do it. You had to fucking break the fucking law to put capitalism into fucking place, to put corporatism into fucking place, didn't you? That's all right. We got the fucking law. We got you breaking it. We got a plenty of fucking people to enforce that son of a bitch on you, too. We got plenty of fucking rope. And we could put together, fuck you. We could try you in fucking one half fucking hour, you son of a bitch. And fucking get a goddamn guilty verdict on you and fucking have you hung out in front of the fucking courthouse, you fucking troll. To make a decision that supersedes, my fucking individuality supersedes society. They supersede society on every fucking count, motherfucker. Only way my fucking right can be fucking challenged is by another individual in reference to their individual fucking right. Fuck your society. Fuck your socialism. Fuck your collectivism. Fuck your goddamn cliques. Your fucking international corporate mafia motherfucking Masonic dirty church motherfucking asses. Got it? That's the answer. The answer is no. Fuck you. You little bastard. If that son of a bitch does not hang people, you ain't worth the fucking powder it takes to blow your fucking brains out, and you deserve exactly what you get. That little fucker has no goddamn jurisdictional authority nowhere. And the fuckers that are supposed to be in the oversight committee watching over the CDC, they have no jurisdictional authority anywhere either. Because they're an unlawful entity created in violation of the 9th article of the People's fucking Supreme Superior Law and the People's Supreme Superior's jurisdiction. You got it? And that includes the fucking states as through the 10th article. What is forbidden to the fucking Fed is forbidden to the fucking state. And these cocksuckers out here, like in California, right? Oh, you gotta stand on one leg and you can only have a BB gun that shoots a half a BB. Fuck you! You're breaking the goddamn law. You are criminals. And you're going to be treated like the goddamn criminals you are. You fucking scum. Did you ever raise that with President Trump? Koppel asked. You know, I didn't have the opportunity to raise it. I was sort of like shocked. And then I didn't speak to him for some time after that. But it was at that point that I realized that I wouldn't have to just get out there myself and say things that clearly were going to be contradicted. You mean you didn't expect to be contradicted, you little fucking worm? You come out, you have something that's never been fucking, it's not isolated, you have no cop, you just take this fucking shot that isn't a fucking vaccine. It's platelets of fucking RNA to fucking change your DNA sequences to change who you are. You sick motherfucking mangle of motherfucker. I don't know why you ain't been put up against the wall yet. It's a miscarriage of justice that you haven't hung. That you haven't even been fucking charged yet. That it was much worse than we were saying it was. That is not going to go, that it's not going to go away tomorrow. It never was fucking here. 0 + 0 still equals fucking 0, you son of a bitch. You're not dealing with a bunch of goddamn third worlders here. We can read and write, and we've had the best fucking books in the history we have. Now you're in there trying to get rid of all them motherfuckers, aren't you? Trying to get rid of the fucking truth, because it's always been there. People just the books you were handed as a kid in school were the fucking bullshitter books. They were made to program you. To program you to think George Washington was your father, your country, that Mason motherfucker. The first fucking act that dirty cocksucker did as supposed president of these United States is fucking sign a fucking, a document created by the fucking Congress that the Congress could not create. It would have had to go through ratification, creating the office of the Attorney General and giving the goddamn government the fucking judicial authority over the people. Fuck you, you do not have it. In 1791, December 15th, 1791, that fucking ended, buddy. We the people fucking took care of that. You have no jurisdictional authority over us, and you fucking know it. That's why you're seeing, I mean, like the, on this COVID thing, guys, that's why they can only go after the federal workers here, and we can't get, well, we can't go after these guys here, and but the private contractors, because they're, see, contracting with the fucking government now, there is fucking law. And the law says you cannot fucking violate any individual's goddamn rights if you have a fucking federal contract, and they're saying just the fucking opposite here. They're saying if you don't violate the fucking procedural due process guarantee to every individual free sovereign national in this country, then we're going to fucking pull your fucking contract. Ass fucking backwards, but it should have never been that way. We weren't supposed to be no capitalist fucking country. God, that pisses me off when I hear people say it. It's capitalism against communism. No, it ain't. You're so too fucking stupid to understand that fucking communism is capitalism. It's fucking committee capitalism. You stupid motherfuckers. I've had to fucking endure this my whole fucking... I've had to endure your fucking stupidity my whole fucking life. So think what's going to fucking happen when this shit goes down and my people have the fucking upper hand. You think what we're going to fucking do to you. Oh, let's see. Shocked. Where were we here? But it was at that point that I realized I would have to get out there myself and say things that were clearly to be contradictory. Duh, you lying piece of fucking shit. And you have no, you don't go out there and tell us nothing anyway. I don't know why I think it put you on the fucking news. Who the fuck are you? You're just another son of a bitch. You're a part of a goddamn corporation. Just because you buy a business license, that actually gives you no hike up in fucking goddamn status in this goddamn country. In fact, it gives you one down. Because you become a member of the fiduciary. You become a government fucking agent under the fucking goddamn charter for the fucking of 1871. You come become subservient, you son of a bitch. Every one of you corporate cocksuckers are subservient. And you've removed our courts and you've left us only one fucking option to blow your goddamn head off. You're treasonous. Fucking criminal. International criminal. Fucking heads off. Go ahead, Misty.
Hey. yeah, well, and it goes down to also it's the mammon involved. Because I have a cousin who, well, he's working from home, so it kind of doesn't make sense, but they're trying to force him to take the shot, and which he ain't gonna, but their words exactly were that they don't, the hospital is a private hospital, they don't want to lose federal funding for Medicare and Medicaid, so they are going to enforce the mandate, and then went as far as to say, now, we do understand that the Fifth Circuit Court has, I don't know what the word would be, opposed this or, you know, whatever the Fifth Circuit Court said about that and OSHA. And they said, but we're just, we're going to ignore that
injunction. They put an injunction on them.
Yeah, okay, right. And this company said, we're just going to ignore that completely and still force the employees to take the shot.
If they use coercion on them employees and deny them due process of the fucking law, they are in direct violation of the highest law in this fucking land, and they cannot have a government contract. But these, you see, when they talk about government, this ain't our government. You see, right. That's the problem. This is fucking private corporation dealing with private corporation, and I've heard them say it, that, oh, it's, the Bill of Rights isn't in the fucking Uniform Commercial Code. Within the Uniform Commercial Code cannot be used according to the ninth article of that fucking Bill of Rights, can it? And if you do fucking getting contracts, getting federal fucking funding, if you do violate somebody's fucking right to procedural due process, and fucking enforce something onto them or use coercion, you're looking at a fucking rope, son of a bitch. Right now, see, they're more worried about their fucking mammon than they are about their fucking necks, and that's what's gotta change. That's why individuals have got to step up and start fucking putting some heat on these motherfuckers. They gotta understand, see, that's the law is, if you, I mean, fuck, even the way they did it with the federal contracting's even bullshit. Because before they could contract anything out, they would have to get it from we the people. Like the, you know, like, logging, the fucking, and all the minerals. It all belonged to us. It didn't belong to a handful of fucking aristocrats. Got it? We fucking own it. We've owned it from the beginning. It's been stolen through, from us without due process of the law, in violation of the goddamn law. And it all comes back to us. Everything you've got, you fucking greedy motherfuckers, I'll tell you what, you'll be out digging fucking ditches for a fucking fish head and a bowl of fucking rice. That's what we'll leave you with. Because it's going to fucking happen. And don't keep this fucking China shit. I heard some more of that this morning. China, fucking, fuck China and their fucking missiles. Fuck you, you fat little fuckers, G or whatever the fuck your name is. You fat little nothing piss ant. I'd bitch slap you flat of your fucking gook ass. And then I kick you around the fucking street a little bit, you son of a bitch. Now how tough are you? If you didn't have somebody back in your fucking mouth, what would you be? You'd be a fucking pussy. The pussy you are. Don't fucking threaten my people. Don't threaten us. We'll fucking unleash those Titan submarines on your ass and destroy your whole fucking country. We'll wipe your fucking race off the goddamn planet, you son of a bitch. Think you're going to take our fucking liberties and our freedoms, you little fuck? You're going to come in and run America? Get your fucking ass over here and do it. I'm telling you what I told the fucking old communists out there. You old fucks ain't scaring no fucking buddy. You're pissing us off. You too, you fat little fucking gook over there in Gook Land. Bring your fucking badass over here and do it. See what you run into. When this fucking place turns into being like being sent to Stalingrad, and your own people turn on your fat little fucking ass because they don't want to come over here and die. Because that's what all they're coming over here for, is to die. They will get nothing from us but death. And once we have this country back in our fucking hands, you're going to see death like you ain't never fucking seen it. Threaten us with goddamn missiles, you son of a bitch. We'll remove your fucking country from the equation. And fucking Russia don't like it, we'll remove those motherfuckers too. We'll blow up this whole fucking planet before we will live as your slaves upon it. Get it through your fucking head. There are people out here that will not be enslaved. You go, I was born. This is what God wanted. This is God's will. God, fuck you. Shove it up your ass. You don't talk it out of me, motherfucker. You gotta take it. And this is precisely why Fossey, an unelected bureaucrat and psychopath, real written, should never make decisions for the American. He can't make decisions for the American people. The fucking cocksuckers he works for can't make decisions for the American people. They want something, if they want an American national to do something, there's only one fucking way to get from point A to point B. And it starts at the fucking Fourth Amendment. And that means a filing in a fucking common law court by as an individual. That's by yourself. I ain't taking on the whole fucking huge corporation, the international corporate. Just you, you little motherfucker. That's all that the fucking common law people's court allows. And you will come in on your own fucking buck, and I'll come in on my own fucking buck. And it won't cost very much because we won't allow it. We won't allow the fucking theft for a fucking court just so we can have 12 of our people sit down and hang your fucking ass. Got it? You and me, motherfucker. I am somebody. I'm not looking for somebody to take care of my shit for me. I am somebody. I'm looking for other people to take care of their own shit. Because when you defend your rights, you defend my rights. When I defend my rights, I defend your fucking rights. And I have defended the fuck out of your rights. Believe it. I have fucking suffered for your fucking rights. And I expect the fucking same out of you. Or call yourself a coward, or call yourself a commie, and get the fuck out of here. Pentagon says it can override Oklahoma Guard on vaccinations. Oh, really? The Pentagon, huh? That, you mean the government is can override rule the fucking Pentagon? The Pentagon fucking works for who? for fucking weed, nothing out overrules that fucking Bill of Rights. You better get that through your fucking head right fucking now, you son of a bitch. You order somebody in the military to take a vaccine, and they fucking refuse that fucking order, they don't have to take a fucking court-martial. That's a lower form of fucking justice. They're sitting on the fucking United States. They're standing on America, on their fucking land. Their fucking rights are a part of them. They got the right to call you out of the fiduciary, and they move themselves out of the fiduciary and take you into a common law court as an individual and charge you for the goddamn crime that you cannot fucking, you have no argument for. Did you provide that man with procedural due process? No, I did not. Then you're doing, what you're doing is fucking rogue, and it is a fucking act of treason and sedition. There's no two other way that you can't, that's what is killing these motherfuckers. They cannot break that fucking Bill of Rights because it's written perfectly. There's no way out of it. That's why they won't bring it up. They're not going to argue it. They're going to try and sleaze and slime and parasite past it. Over here, we push it a little more here. You pushed as far as you're going to fucking push, you son of a bitches. And it's on us for a fucking allowing this shit to get to this point. It's on our fathers, our great-great-great-grandfathers. Clear back to when they fucking 1791. Clear back to when Lincoln declared fucking martial law when he did not have the authority to do so. The mandamuses had been filed and he had the goddamn judges arrested that said that you do not have the power. You're violating the law, son of a bitch. So that's when he became a fucking, it was a coup dictator. The whole fucking country should have came together as one and said, we're hanging your fucking ass and all your fucking cohorts. You ain't going to make fucking goddamn money off of death on this one, buddy. We're not going to play civil fucking war here over a fucking vaccine shot. That ain't how it's going to go down. I know that's what you want so bad, man. You pushed it. My God. You fucking turn on, you kick a paper over in the fucking road. Get vaccinated. Fuck you. I ain't doing it. You got it? And see, this shows to go, the separation in the ninth article of the rights in the Constitution as opposed to those others retained by we the people. See, the people working, it's like the tax thing, the people working for that federal fucking government under contract, but they still don't give up their goddamn rights. But theoretically, because they're working for the fucking government, the government has some kind of authority over them. No, they do only to the point of the fucking bounds of their office, and their office does have bounds. The bounds are written out in the fucking original Constitution, what their only authorities ever fucking were. They never have. Think about what they claim and they have. They claim they can do shit to us that we can't do to each other, people. Now, how in the hell could any power such as that be delegated? How can I delegate you power to do something to me or anybody else that I can't fucking do? If I don't have that power, how can I hand it over to you? We've handed you nothing, son of a bitch. You bastards have fucking just went and you fucking grasped power. But we still, just like you did back in the colonies, you think you're going to bring us down to the fucking level of serfs? You're about to meet some fucking serfs in Concord. You're about to meet some fucking serfs in fucking Lexington. You're about to meet some people that'll blow your fucking head off before you fucking take their will away from them, before you will take their liberty and their goddamn freedom away from them. It's our country. You better get the fuck out while you can. And you Chinamen, you bring your fat little fuck ass over here, bitch. I would take you, you fucking cocksucker, and I would slap you down, and I'd stomp you all over this fucking street out in front of my house. I'm inviting you, you motherfucker. Where were we here? We were going to take a break. We'll be right back.
From deep in the darkness, and his smile came on to me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. You know they're needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Hog Jaw with Get Some. I thought I'd tell you that, you know, you look at these fucking world leaders, you know, like that Xing, I guess his name, Jing, or whatever the fuck it is, that Chinese son of premier, not a premier, he's a fucking dictator. He made himself dictator for life. But even you fucking chinks that are following that son of a bitch, he's a fucking pussy. I guarantee you fucking if he stepped out in the road here with me and fucking, he wouldn't last 5 fucking seconds to begin with. I'd have him down. I'd make that motherfucker piss on himself. I'd make him cry. I'd make him beat a little bitch that he fucking truly is. But how is it that this little fucking punk bitch can fucking stand up to, I'm going to take over your country? Are you? You are? No, it's the goddamn people. How weak are the people that let that little son of a bitch run their fucking lives? Fucking part them out? Enslave them? You think that them little cocksuckers are going to beat somebody like me? I don't think so. Anyway. Pentagon says it will we can do it. No, we tell you what you can do, cunt. You fucking pricks. In fact, you can't do nothing because you're illegitimate. You are a fucking rogue crime in fucking progress, period. You're in violation of the fucking law of we the people. The fucking owners of this piece of real estate known as the United States of a fucking America. We are the sovereigns. Right on a par with that fat little bitch sitting over there on that throne. You don't tell us nothing, motherfucker. You can try it. You'll lose your fucking country and we'll wipe your people off this goddamn planet if you do. And it won't be these fucking cocksucking aristocrats in Washington, D.C. either. You can have them, motherfuckers. You worry about the fucking people. The unregulated militia that is the fucking power of this fucking country and the largest army to ever exist on this son of a bitch. And we will take back this goddamn country. We will take back our nuclear arsenal that has been taken out of our hands by the fucking Zionist Jew, treasonous, dirty son of a bitches that are operating inside of our fucking, what is supposed to be our government. They are sitting in our highest offices with dual fucking passports doing the bidding of fucking Jewland. Because they want that fucking Zion Empire. You ain't getting that either, motherfuckers. You're going to get yourself turned into fucking glass. We have had all your shit we're going to fucking take. The new Oklahoma National Guard adjutant general, Brigadier General Thomas Machino, it looks like, issued a memo last week notifying troops they would not be required to take the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19's never been isolated. It does not fucking exist. Vaccine doesn't exist. The vaccine doesn't exist. There's no such vaccine in the fucking world. It's even on the CDC's own fucking corporate fucking site. It is goddamn gene therapy made to fucking kill your ass. After he was appointed by Governor Kevin Stitt, a Republican who earlier... Oh, a Republican. Oh, I'm so sick of this shit, man. There are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. There's a law. There ain't the fucking law. There are no conservatives. No fucking liberals. There's no... There's just law. And you. And you're sitting in the goddamn fucking... The catbird seat. You got everything you fucking need in this country. We don't need the rest of the world, people. We didn't, that's when we were the most prosperous, is when we weren't a part of the rest of the fucking world economy under the World Trade Organization. They got no authority to go out and fucking join us with other fucking governments. That is fucking high treason. That is saying, fuck you people and fuck your goddamn law. We are kings, and we are aristocrats and kings and queens and duchesses and dukes, and we're going to do as we goddamn well please, and we will send in our hired mercenaries, hired with your fucking gold, to fucking bring you down on your fucking knees and make you fucking bow to us. You want to fucking bet? However many of them, you motherfuckers out there that are taking the money, you want to die, fuck you, keep on taking that money. But when you finally see what's coming at your fucking ass, and you throw that uniform off, there's too many people that know your fucking faces. There's too many people who know who you are. You are going to be punished. Every motherfucker that cooperated in this high fucking treason, this violation of the supreme superior law of the United States of these Americas, is going to fucking answer. They are going to receive justice. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. Where were we here? COVID vaccine, COVID, fuck COVID, doesn't exist. Neither does a vaccine. After he was appointed Governor Kitt, he's one of the motherfuckers that wants to kill you. Anybody that's involved in this goddamn corporation is a fucking traitor. By definition of the fucking English language. By joining with the corporation against the fucking will of we the people. Got it? You're a fucking traitor. Skit, I don't give a shit what you did. You. The bottom line is they don't have the authority to do it in the first place. You're trying to set a precedence that you have the authority to say yes or no. And if you can say no, the next cocksucker can say yes. Well, neither one of you can say yes or no. You got that? You have to go through a common law court and you have to get jurisdictional authority. And the only one that can say yes or no is the foreman of that jury after the fucking complete fucking process has been satisfied completely. And that will end up with your ass a fucking hanging. I guarantee it. Who earlier requested Austin to give his state a reprieve from the vaccine mandate. Austin's vaccine mandate constitutes a lawful military order. No, it does fucking not. In the first place, I mean, if you even want to play this fucking game, it's in violation of the Nuremberg Code. And I don't give a shit what nobody fucking says that included the military. Not to mention, these are American nationals. They can tell you to shove your military up your fucking ass because there was never supposed to be a standing military in this fucking country to start with. It isn't our fucking military. It is goddamn United Nations fucking military, which makes it a fucking crime to be a part of it. These people fucking come back. These guys can tell you to fuck off and die. Or they can make you fuck off and die. Put a bullet right through your fucking head for your unlawful fucking order. And that's what it is. I say no, you say yes. When it comes to the ultimate fucking deciding in this goddamn country, the common law courts fucking rule. Whether you have fucking removed them or not. The fact that you removed them means that you have no fucking, you have no fucking protection. You have brought it to the fucking gun, motherfuckers. You have done it. There's no way you can, you don't even get to argue with the fucking guns. Ask the motherfuckers that didn't went to Concord if they get to argue with those fucking guns that were ripping holes in their fucking bodies, blowing their fucking heads off. The people coming out fucking axing their fucking asses. Ask them if they fucking, they got to argue that at all. You took away the only fucking peaceful means. And so now you will reap the fucking whirlwind. And the secretary can enforce it even with guard members. With guard members are under some more of that creative writing. Who did this here? This military.com. Wow, fuck! I'm supposed to be afraid of these fuckers. They can't even write. Guard members. I'll read it like it says. And the secretary can enforce it even when guard members are under the authority of the Oklahoma governor, or what's called Title 32 status. Title 32 is a statute. It is not a fucking law. And the law is above every fucking statute. There is no statute that can violate the fucking law that was ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. It is not law. This is policy. This is corporate fucking policy being enforced as public law. It is a fucking violation of the law, in particular the 9th and 10th. And when you violate those, you violate the whole fucking package, motherfucker. We are not bound to fucking obey you to do anything because you're just a bunch of cunts too. You look at the fucking these fat ass generals. You look at all these fuckers who are telling you what they're going to do to you. And you think about meeting that fucker out in the street. Do you think, now could you tell me what you're going to do to me? Just like that fat little chink. I'm out there, I'd slap him across the face, just a good little slap, like a bitch slap. And I say, now you're going to tell me what to do, boy? Come at me. Come do it. And then he would fucking run the other fucking way with fast his fat little ass would fucking carry him. But to think about some little pissant, pussy, motherfucker like that having that kind of fucking control over that many people. How big of pussies are those people? You know they can't like living under somebody else's will. If they do, they're just ants and ain't human and will wipe their fucking ass out. You're not going to beat somebody who can think for themselves, you dumb son of a bitches. So you'll be completely dependent upon somebody telling you what to do. We're not. We are not dependent upon anybody telling us what to do. As individual free sovereign nationals and as the unregulated militia, we'll do whatever we fucking have to do to enforce that fucking law that we put in fucking place. That guards our fucking freedoms and our fucking liberties. And make sure no motherfucker can subjugate us. You got it? There are no fucking rules. None. And you fat little fuck, you know, you think, you probably, if I got captured, man, they'd have to trade me, you know, we won't. You do not want to be captured by us. Any of you motherfuckers do not want to be captured by us. You will receive justice. We will fucking, there will be a trial. And you will get to get up and explain to us. How you have fucking authority. How you got authority over us. How'd you get authority over us? Where's that procedural due process we're guaranteed? That we guaranteed ourselves. That we guaranteed to one another. That is the natural fucking law of this fucking land. The highest law, the highest jurisdiction belongs to we the people. And you motherfuckers are in gross violation and you are gonna pay. Title 32 status, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Monday, well, John Kirby, we got a rope for you, you motherfucker. You corporate piece of shit. You are not a fucking truly elected official of the fucking, of any country. This country has just come down to we the people. The fucking Constitution, such as it was, and it was never ratified by we the people, so it had no authority over we the people, because we didn't agree to it. But such as it was, it wouldn't allow it. You stupid son of a bitch! When you attach those fucking, they're just men. We'll attach and see what's with you guys. They passed that fucking Bill of Rights. God damn it! There goes our aristocracy. No, what we'll do is we'll add it to the Constitution as individual amendments. Though it is a body of law, and it will be added as the first fucking amendment to the Constitution because it can't be taken apart. Why can't it be taken apart? Because of the 9th and 10th Articles. Forbids it. Forbids any authority to exist to fucking tear it apart. And that counts even internationally, in case you cocksuckers are wondering. I mean, it says the enumeration in the Constitution, well, that's as high as it fucking gets as the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights. That's the big law. You like saying that word. You love saying Constitution. 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 Fuck your Constitution. It has my Bill of Rights attached to the fucking front of it. And that Bill of Rights is the people's authority. The people are the grantors of any authority in this goddamn country. They're gonna start, I can see it next week, you know, it's always been fucking clearly understood that the people fucking, had to acquiesce, what do they call it, we had to grant them the authority, we had to willingly participate, blah, 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 whatever. But they don't even have half the fucking people voting. You got it? And then fucking the bottom line is the vote is no fucking good because it's a vote. It's a corporate fucking vote, which isn't. It's a violation of the Constitution just existing, because the elections were supposed to be held within the bounds of the fucking republic, not a democracy, not a corporate democracy, not a corporate aristocracy democracy. You got it? So you have no standing. You have no authority, zero, zip, zilch, nada. And you sure as hell do not have the goddamn, you have nothing to just, so I write it down on a piece of paper and this makes it an authority. No, it fucking don't. Even if the original lie of a constitution was fucking in action right now, you don't. You would have to have your fucking policy would have to be, you would have to fucking put it forth as a, You'd have to fucking set it up for ratification, which means it would have to be sent to the individual states' legislators, which could not fucking ratify it or not ratify it at this point in the ballgame because they don't exist. They're corporations. They have no authority. They have no authority to fucking ratify anything. They are criminals. What they have coming to them is a fucking trial for the crimes they committed. What you did is a fucking against the law. We understand it. You fucking broke the major fucking law. I mean, when they did it, they did it. But this is how these emboldened motherfuckers have been. I've said over, I mean, I got another article talking about China's now the richest country on the fucking planet. And we're second, and the fucking rate of fucking money that has been in the last few years, as we're poor here, we're looking at going fucking hungry this winter, people. But more fucking wealth has been created in the last few years. I mean, hundreds of trillions of dollars. And fucking, you know, the top 10%, they say, got it all. The top 10, where'd it come from? Oh, the other 90 fucking percent, right? You better start fucking thinking about what you're fucking doing. Hey, man, how fucking greedy are you? Maybe that mammon will be what kills you. Maybe you will fucking die of mammon. Because you fucking just can't get a fucking enough. Like somebody fucking, in the desert and they come up and they drink too much fucking water and kill themselves. Oh, you're sick, son of a bitches. The Secretary of Defense has the authority, has the authority to order these vaccines for all members of the force, including the National Guard, Kirby said. Because when they're called up for their monthly training, they are still federally funded, so he still has those authorities. They are federally funded. That's the people's fucking money. The people's fucking money cannot be used to violate our fucking law. And you know it. You fucking know it. But oh well, we'll have some lawsuits and stuff, and you know, the goddamn, this country is being run by fucking a foreign fucking law. I mean, it's the Bar Association, you know, the BAR, British Accredited Registry. This is being run out of fucking England. Your fucking legal, it ain't even a legal system. Your tyranny is coming straight out of fucking England. This is what they were doing over there. That's when the king sent, you know, his admiralty judges and shit over here, these military courts. That was one of the biggies of the fucking fight with the uprising of the people. He said, give. And we said, no. He sent fucking his star chamber judges that fucking with allegiance to him. So it's hard to be wrong when you're fucking, when your master is fucking the one that's fucking telling you that you have to rule in his favor now, isn't it? That's one of the reasons our people fought and died. No admiralty to run it out of this goddamn country. And now we see it just fucking, I mean, wave after wave. And fucking they ain't even staying in the admiralty. I mean, this is like fucking piracy. These son of a bitches, it's like, you know, these governors and these mayors. I decree, you decree under what fucking authority, bitch? Because I have an authority that's higher than you that says you can't decree. It says if you try to decree, I can hang your fucking ass. If you deny me procedural due process, you try to take authority over my body, my person, my papers, my property, I have the right to fucking kill your ass. If you remove the fucking courts that I can take you into that will kill your ass. Do you see it? They knew that the fucking courts could hang their fucking ass. That would have been the easier way, and the people would have really went for that because it wasn't so fucking dangerous. I mean, almost as safe as fucking polishing your gun. But they would have hung. That's why the first thing they had to get rid of in this country for the takeover was the common law courts. And those common law courts can't be gotten rid of until the Bill of Rights is fucking gotten rid of. And the only way it can be gotten rid of is to kill every American national, because we are that fucking Bill of Rights. As individuals, each individual one of us is that fucking Bill of Rights. You have to pacify each and every fucking one of us. As long as one of us is alive, that fucker is alive and well. As long as we're willing to fucking back it and we're willing to stand up and fight for it, it fucking is real. It's more real than anything you fucking cocksuckers have ever written. Even when you did it in your fucking sick fucking ceremonies, I don't give a shit. But because of what they're trying to say here, the first place, there was no place supposed to be no fucking National Guard under the control of the goddamn state government. Think about it. That was why there's no militia, because we have a National Guard. Wait a minute now. And Mr. Koch, he explained when he was talking about, you know, our Bill of Rights, that as civil rulers might have their duty before them, to the people before them. Let's see, let's get it here, let's get it right. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize them, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend the country. Now, how are they occasionally raised? From the people, from the militias, the trained militias, just like they were when the fucking, when we fought that first fucking war, that uprising that was hijacked by these fucking same, the granddaddy, great-great-great-granddaddies of these same fucking cocksucking aristocratic motherfuckers who went right over there after we'd whipped the fucking British out of here and swapped spit with the fucking royal family and became royalists themselves. And now they've been in this country ruling like royals all the fucking time, guys. I mean, they couldn't do the shit that they're trying right now because they're pushing the envelope now. But they never went to fuck, they did dirty things. I mean, just like the stealing. Yeah, I mean, they're telling you fucking, they're telling you 95 cents out of every dollar. This is just on roads, on the road tax. 95 cents of every dollar is being, they said this. 95 cents of every dollar has been stolen. So if we want to fix the roads, we're going to have to get more money. Really? They tell you $23 trillion as we can't find it. You can see how it could get missing. It's only $23 trillion fucking dollars. And nobody's looking for it. I think you know exactly where it's at. And you know who it fucking belongs to, too, you sons of bitches. You people want to fight for fucking mammon? $23 trillion is a lot of goddamn mammon, ain't it? I think our people, the whole goddamn, after we drive every son of a bitch out of here that's come here as an act of fucking fraud, as an act of fraud by this fucking unlawful corporation, as an act of fraud under that unlawful 14th fucking amendment, once we drive all them fuckers out of here, you'd have about probably right around 300 million people. And you think about that in $25 trillion or $28 trillion, probably 30 by now, that's missing. And we just all of a sudden found it. I think that we wouldn't know how to spend it. I know I wouldn't. I'd fucking be like a Beverly Hillbilly or something, not realizing the grossness of the fucking wealth that belongs to me that's been stolen. At any rate, fuck you, Pentagon. I hope you do fucking try it. I hope you fuckers, wish you old fucking cocksucking degenerate fucking, communists would fucking get, you know, quit playing these fucking games with us. Let's battle, dudes. Let's fucking do it. Send that fat little fuck over there from fucking, you know, does he, by himself standing there, you think about, you know, they show him up there like that, with his nose up in the air, that, you know, that fucking look on his fucking face of superiority. Bring that little motherfucker, I'm just a fucking poor ass hillbilly. 60 fucking years old, about as old as him. Bring him over here and have that little motherfucker tell me he's going to rule me. I'll step out in the middle, Ash Street, we'll go out in the middle of Ash Street here. And I want that little fat fuck to tell me he's going to fucking rule me. And see what I do to his fucking... Watch him crawl away crying like a fucking baby. Who does your fucking for you, G, Z, or whatever your fucking name is? Who fucks your old lady for you, you piss ant? Because that's what you people over there who are doing what this cocksucker tells you to do are doing. You are doing the fucking bidding of a man who ain't fucking tough as you are. He's a pussy! And he's just got a little herd of fucking goddamn diabolical monsters around him that they have no fucking goddamn conscience, no fucking morality whatsoever, and they don't care to enslave, they don't care to chop people up. Well, you got to have the same fucking attitude. You outnumber them. God Almighty, over there you have to outnumber them fucking 50,000 to 1. And still you take it. That's what I'm saying. Either you people see what's happening and you fucking take care of this fucking shit, or we'll wipe your ass off the fucking planet. I know you can't beat us. Not if you'll take that kind of shit, you're nothing. You got no balls. And a lot of you are fucking women. That's the funny part about it. Anyway, that's enough of this crazy shit. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, think about, I mean, each one of these world leaders as they show them, you know, the one for England, that freak-haired son of a bitch. All of these fuckers, just look at them and think what they would be in real life. You know, like fucking meeting you on the sidewalk, going to fucking punk you on the sidewalk. Think about them that way and then wonder, how in the hell is it that, you know, they're so fucking bad? Well, only there's nothing bad about you. If you got to go get a gang to back your fucking mouth, you're a fucking punk. You're a bitch. One on one, somebody offers you a fucking fight, and you got to go get somebody to back your ass up to fucking to gang somebody, to try to gang somebody. You're a fucking cunt. You're a pussy. You should have never opened your fucking mouth, huh? But that's all this fucking. That's what this fucking world has turned into: a bunch of fucking punks. The fucking guy stands up there, the guy who ain't never gonna do no fucking fighting, has no fucking balls, has somebody else fucking his wife for money so that she can get laid. He's gonna get fucking tough with you. But he ain't gonna fucking fight. They don't fight. They can't fight. They're cunts. They're pussies. Pussies! That's the word from the trenches today.